Order.
With Greenpeace protesters on the roof of the House, MPs arrived in their debating chamber at 2 to hear ministers answer 3 of the Daily Dozen questions that were devoted to climate change. 2 of the questions were addressed to the Minister for Climate Change Issues. That's Tim Grosser. He wasn't there, and answering for him, the Minister for Conservation, Nick Smith, tailored his responses according to the party allegiance of the questioner, starting with the Greens' new co-leader, James Shaw.
The great fear young people should have is that if you follow the sort of extreme green policies that that party advocates, many of them would be out of work. What we will not do is adopt some of the policies that the Greens that have advocated that will come with huge cost and will put New Zealanders out of work.
So much for the Greens, and as for Labour, Nick Smith was equally dismissive of the claim by their spokeswoman on climate change, Megan Woods, that the government had no low carbon strategy.
I'm far more interested in actual programs that will deliver real reductions in emissions than the sort of idealistic strategies that we had for 9 years when emissions went up net terms by 28%. And that is why this government includes an emissions trading scheme, something the previous government talked about for 9 years, but we did.
The third question was addressed to the Minister of Health, Jonathan Coleman. It was from the Green spokesman on health, Kevin Haig.
What representation specifically has he made to his cabinet colleagues to call for at least a 40% reduction on 1990 emissions by 2030, as called for example, by the New Zealand College of Public Health Medicine?
The Honourable Dr. Jonathan Coleman.
Mr. Speaker, I've been so busy dealing with Southern DHB, with increasing the numbers of elective surgeries, increasing the numbers of appointments, reading these letters that Mrs. King is sending me, preparing for the launch of the under-13s free GP visits on the 1st of July, that actually I haven't got around to doing that. Sorry.
And Jonathan Coleman also faced questions from Mrs. King, Labour's deputy leader and a former health minister.
In light of the widespread knowledge of the dysfunctional relationship between the senior management of the Ministry of Health, the National Health Board and the Canterbury DHB, will he commit to an independent financial review of Canterbury DHB? If not, why not?
The Honourable Dr. Jonathan Coleman.
Mr. Speaker, I dispute that there's a dysfunctional relationship there. Obviously, you're always going to get people who, for whatever reason, will try to make trouble. Mrs. King may well be one of those.
Health Minister Jonathan Coleman now from the debating chamber to the committee rooms, where Rhys Lyon reports on frustration for Labour MPs trying to interrogate the Minister of Foreign Affairs about his creative approach to securing a free trade deal with Saudi Arabia.
The Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee's budget review of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade was an opportunity for Labour Party trade spokesman David Parker to grill Foreign Affairs Minister Murray McCulley over the ongoing saga involving government payments to a Saudi businessman. And Mr. McCulley had come prepared for questions on the matter.
I suspected that this topic might come up today, and I want to just provide a brief synopsis, if I can, on this matter. The very brief background is that there is a huge and very lucrative market. NZTE, of course, have a mandate to do whatever they wish to do to promote New Zealand's interest in that market, but I know of nothing additional to that which has been announced.
Following a 3-minute speech from Murray McCulley on the benefits of the Saudi farm deal, National Party Committee member Shane Retty sought to change the subject.
How do you perceive New Zealand's role in the Middle East peace process? More specifically, how does that align with our UN Council role?
Is there sheep going to Israel?
Labour's David Shearer also wasn't satisfied that his colleagues' questions had been answered.
This is farcical, Mr. Yeah. Chair. We started off with a line of questioning around Saudi Arabia. We know that this is in the news. David Parker surely is able to have a supplementary on the narrative that the minister provided. And follow up on it. Instead, we jump now to a completely different subject.
Committee Chairman National's Mark Mitchell sought to quell the situation.
I'm prepared to allow some questions on this, even though it's backward-looking, and the purpose of this estimates hearing today is to be forward-looking.
But that didn't appease Mr. Shearer.
You're obviously being paid to sort of cover for this man over here.
Point of order.
It's outrageous. It's actually outrageous.
David. Just settle down, bro.
Just settle down, bro. A novel point of order there from National Party Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee member David Bennett during the budget review for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade.
That report from Rhys Lyon. More on our website, parliamenttoday.co.nz. I'm Tom Frewin, and this program is brought to you with funding from Parliament.